Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. God, it's a beautiful morning out there. Just gorgeous, great weather. I am ready for springtime, and it looks like it is upon us. Happy early Easter to everybody. We've got lots of great events coming up in Pensacola, as always, this time of year. But something that we want to talk about this morning is Navy Days coming up May 17th through the 19th. This year, my guest, Todd Thompson, you know him as the president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. How you doing this morning, Todd?
I'm great, Jake. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And I didn't know that much about Navy Days before this morning, so I think this is going to be very informative for everybody. It's going to be a great event. It's actually 3 days, or 2 days, really, of fun events and things happening. So let's get into it. What can people expect when they go to Navy Days?
Right. So Pensacola Navy Days is a brand new event that we'll be holding this year, as you mentioned, May 17th through 19th. It's a weekend, and we've got a weekend full of events for really the entire community to be a part of. But just to give a little background, the genesis of this really came from Senator Doug Broxson, and he came to a group of us a couple years ago and said, we don't really have an event that celebrates our military. I mean, half of our local two-county economy is based on the military and the presence here in Northwest Florida. So he sort of challenged us to come up with an event where we can celebrate the media, the military, excuse me, celebrate the military, and make it a community-wide event, making it something where, you know, our local military can come and enjoy the weekend, have full festivities where they don't have to do anything. They can come and be celebrated. And so it's taken a little time, but we've gotten it together, and we've developed Pensacola Navy Days, May 17th through 19th, 3 days of events. Starting on the 17th, Friday, we've got two big events that day. We're going to have Gallery Night is going to be Pensacola Navy Day's theme. So the entire community can come to downtown Pensacola and enjoy what should be a beautiful mid-May evening Gallery Night. And, you know, it's an opportunity for the public to come out. Obviously, we'll have a lot of our military folks there to be a part of it. And just, you know, a public display and thank you to all of our military here that serve us.
And that was May 17th, 5 to 9 was the gallery night, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then I saw here we're having a ball the same night, Friday?
Yes, so the same evening, and tickets are about to go on sale for this. We're doing Pensacola Navy Days, a night at the museum. So the museum on the base will be hosting a gala. Again, this will be a ticketed event, and those will be on sale very soon. And we'll get the information out to the public on how you can be a part of that. But it's going to be a very nice sort of a ball with a dinner and keynote speaker and opportunity to mingle with some of our military leadership and some of the folks that they'll be bringing. Again, that'll be ticketed, and those tickets will be available online soon. Be on the lookout for that.
And people can go to PensacolaNavyDays.com, and that'll direct you to where you need to go.
Correct.
And, keep informed there of when the tickets will go on sale so you can get to that. That'll be 7 to 9 on Friday. Now, if people have a great time on Friday and they eat a bunch of food, what can they do on Saturday to help out with that?
Exactly. Yeah. We've got a great opportunity to come out, burn some calories, and show our community support for our military. We're having the Pensacola Navy Days 4K run. Now, people say, 4K? Wait a second. What is that? Well, we decided to do something a little bit different, a little bit shorter, make it more family-friendly. So some people come run, some walk, but it'll be along Bayfront Parkway. Hmm. And it's we'll start at Maritime Park, and there'll be a loop. You'll go down Bayfront and then come back. That'll be at 8 a.m. Again, yeah, registration for that is open, and you can find more information on PensacolaNavyDays.com. But that will lead into a parade that'll start around 9:30 that morning. Mm. And we'll run the same route. It'll run along Bayfront Parkway, starting at Veterans Memorial Park and then finishing at Community Maritime Park. Looking forward to having, you know, not just floats, but we're going to have local high school bands from both counties. Junior ROTC groups will be marching. So it's maybe a little early for some folks, not used to having that early of a parade, but you know, we want to make sure that we get a good turnout for that. And then that'll lead into our Fun Fest at Community Maritime Park. Activities surrounding that will start around 11. There'll be some public proclamations and announcements, and then we'll have a day of fun at Community Maritime Park. Opportunity to bring families out. You know, we'll have the usual, the food trucks, some fun stuff for kids, face painting, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But a great opportunity again to come out, publicly show support for our military, and this is a free event open to the public. Mm.
We were talking on Andrew's show earlier this morning about this use study, compatibility use study, that has people worried that we might, you know, lose missions, we might lose parts of our military here in this town, because, like you said, it's such a vital part of our economy here. And so we need to show appreciation. We need to show support for everybody here in the military. And the mission of Navy Days, fostering a positive and lasting relationship between the local and military communities. I wanted to touch on that a little bit. When I read that, it made me think about this community, because it seems like we really are sort of a tight-knit community, whereas in other communities where they might not have such a military presence, there might be like an us and them kind of situation. What do you take away from this, and how our two communities can kind of work together and be together?
Yeah, Jake, that's really a great question and a great point. Yeah, you talk to the military leadership at the three bases that we have in our you know, in two county region, with NAS Pensacola, Corey Station, and Whiting Field, mm-hmm. all Navy.
Right.
And they will tell you, they will say, because these folks move every few years, you know, they're all over the country, all over the world. And they will tell you that Northwest Florida is the most welcoming area for the military that they've ever been in, that the community goes out of their way to reach out and support and say thank you. So that's part of the reason that we wanted to do this, is to just provide another way that we can publicly say to our military, thank you for everything that you do. We want to celebrate you. We want to recognize you. And that's, you know, why we're doing Pensacola Navy Days. It's not for making up for any kind of any issues between, you know, our community and our military friends. It's really just another step in the relationship and another opportunity to say thank you for everything that you do.
That's great. May 17th through the 19th, Navy Days. We've got the gallery night on Friday, 5 to 9, May 17th, and then the Navy Days ball the same night, 7 to 9. And then come run or walk it off on the 18th, on Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. Get registered for that, and keep watching online at PensacolaNavyDays.com to see when the tickets will be available for the Navy Days ball. My guest this morning is Todd Thompson. He is the president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. If you have questions about Navy Days or any comments about our military and how you support them in our community, let us know about it. 437-1620, and we'll put you right on the air with Todd Thompson. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to get to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors. at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My guest is Todd Thompson. He is the president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, here to tell us about Navy Days coming up May 17th. 17th through the 19th, and this is going to be downtown. They're going to have the gallery night May 17th from 5 to 9, also a ball happening from 7 to 9 on that same night on Friday. Look for tickets at PensacolaNavyDays.com when they become available. And then also you can get registered for a 4K run or walk Saturday, 18th at 8 a.m. And then there's something coming up on Sunday, too, as well. We're going to get into that. Todd, what is coming up on Sunday during Navy Days?
Right. So we'll wrap up the weekend with Blues on the Bay Sunday evening. I've got the Modern Eldorados will be playing.
Cool.
So that'll be a great way to sort of wrap up the festivities and come on out and you know, bring a blanket to Maritime Park. I want to thank our Blues Angels Music for working with us and making this happen and being a part of Pensacola Navy Days.
Mm. Yes, they sponsor that every year, I think, don't they? They're great. I have Play Pensacola on the show a lot, and they talk about how great of a sponsor they've been and how fun Blues on the Bay is. And that'll be coming up on Sunday. Speaking of sponsorships, are there sponsorship spots still available?
Yes. So we've just started asking folks for sponsorships, and we are fortunate to have a few folks who've already jumped on board. Kia Autosports of Pensacola has jumped on title sponsor level, and appreciate them for their support. And then Navy Federal has jumped on as a sponsor of the Night at the Museum gala on Friday evening. But there are other sponsorships available. I mentioned, you know, we've got the 4K run. We have a sponsorship available for that at $7,500. We've got Gallery Night, also a sponsorship at $7,500. And if you want to be the sponsor for our volunteers, then we also have that available for $7,500. But, you know, we really want to work with folks. If you want to be a sponsor and one of those events doesn't really fit with how you want to be involved, or that price point isn't the right price point, get in touch with us. We're happy to work with you on sponsorships. We're very flexible. We have opportunities to provide. So you can reach me at the chamber at 475-4999. And I'm happy to talk to you about all of our sponsorship opportunities. But it's really a great way to get your business out there and show that you want to support our military folks. This is the first year, so you know how the first year goes with these types of large events. And we're learning as we go along. Really want folks to be engaged, be involved, and come on out and support our military.
The Navy Days Parade on Saturday, that's going to be great. I think a lot of people are going to show up for that because the weather is probably going to be amazing.
Yeah, and it's early in the day, so, if it happens to be warm, you get a little bit cooler in the morning, and it's along Bayfront, so you have the nice breeze.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be cool because we will have sort of a combination of floats. We'll have some marching bands from the local high schools from both counties, and then some of the junior ROTC folks will come out and march as well. Mm. So it'll be a little bit different than some of the other parades,
right?
But really excited for that portion of the weekend.
During gallery night, since this is the first year, I always think with my stomach, is there going to be any food vendors located, anywhere I can get a bite to eat?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a great thing about gallery night. You've got vendors set up along Palafox. You've got the restaurants there that usually have some specials or some things going on. So it'll be a great evening. Again, this time of year, you get into the evening and it gets nice weather, and just a great opportunity to come out and show your support.
What do you hope that people take away from this if they join you for gallery night? Maybe they go to all the events. Maybe they just go to the parade. What are you hoping that they walk away with?
Yeah, just that sense of community pride that we want to do everything that we can to support our military. As I mentioned earlier, it's about 50% of our local two-county economy is based on military activity here. And so it's very important that we do what we can as a community to support that. And, working at the chamber, we often get people who will say, hey, I want to be involved. I want to support the military. This is a great way to do it. And, it's also important because people in Washington, D.C. make decisions that impact our bases, and having events like this shows that the military is important to us, and having these bases in our community is important to us. So if they're trying to make decisions and they know how important the military is to our local community, it makes a difference. It has an impact, and they see it. They're watching. So, it's just a... It's also, knowing that this goes beyond just what people are seeing here in our community. There are folks with eyes in other parts of the country are seeing this as well.
Right.
And we really want this to be something that brings folks back. I mean, so many people have gone through NAS Pensacola, Whiting Field, Quarry Station throughout the years. And, we're blessed to have a lot of these folks come back and retire to our community. But some folks who retire or are still active other places, this is an opportunity for them to come back and be a part of the celebration. So many great memories. You hear about the reunions that happen each year with individual kind of parts of the base. But this is more of just a broad thank you to our military and all of the branches. While we call it Pensacola Navy Days, because we have three military Navy bases that in our communities, but it's really a celebration of all of our armed forces, and just a great opportunity to say thank you.
All right, we're talking about Navy Days coming up May 17th through the 19th. Get your tickets for the Navy Days Ball when they become available. Keep checking PensacolaNavyDays.com for when they will come out. And I'm talking this morning with Todd Thompson, the president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. If you have questions about Navy Days, let us know. 437-1620. We're going to take our last commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can it keep me warm when I'm cold?
Wait, no, I'm always hot.
Sleep Number does that. The Climate 360 smart bed actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save $1,000 on our most popular Sleep Number smart bed and Saturday. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a really in-depth conversation with Commissioner Mike Kohler, 33 years retired captain in the Navy, about what's happening with regards to NAS Pensacola and the missions there and at Corry Station, and are we doing enough as a community to persuade the Navy to keep those missions and the compatibility use study and whether it's adequate for the task. Very concerning, very interesting stuff. You can listen to that and all the other segments from the show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Always try to pull that song out. It's called Meet Me in the Clouds by Under the Influence of Giants. It's just really, really cool song. Talking about Meet Me in the Clouds, the Navy. May 17th through the 19th, Navy Days coming up in Pensacola with Gallery Night starting on May 17th at 5 o'clock. We've got the Navy Days Ball, a 4K run and walk on Saturday, finishing it all up with Blues on the Bay on Sunday. Lots of great events there wrapped up in this. I'm talking with Todd Thompson this morning. He's the president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. You know, this is a great event. This is the first year. What do you see for next year? Do you see this just growing and expanding?
That's really the hope, that we can get this off the ground in year one. We are doing, a good bit over this, 3 days. But, there are, I think, other opportunities. I believe Fort Lauderdale does what they call Fleet Week, which is an entire week of events. So we wanted to start off, smaller. I wouldn't say we're small, but we wanted to start off with making sure we have a successful first year, get the community behind it, and then hopefully grow it in the coming years.
Yes, I'm sure the press and all the pictures and video from this event will flood social media, and people will really get interested in this, and I think it'll only grow from here. Too bad we couldn't have the Blues stick around and do some more rehearsing and practicing in May. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But great weekend of events. It should be hopefully perfect weather in May. Like we said, Navy Day is coming up May 17th through the 19th. Check out PensacolaNavyDays.com, and that'll have all the information you need. You can keep track of when tickets are going to go on sale for the Navy Days Ball. Todd Thompson has been my guest this morning. He's the president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, doing great work here in our community. Thank you so much, Todd.
Thanks, Jake. Anytime.
Yep. We'll see you at Navy Days May 17th through the 19th. We'll be right back.